Blog Talk Radio.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Go on, come see what Santa brought you.
Oh, Christ, I'm coming.
Please, Howard, try to get through this without a fight. I can't stand another one, not on Christmas.
I'd better get some cha-cha heels.
What are these?
Those are your new shoes, Dawn.
Those aren't the right kind. I told you cha-cha heels, black ones.
Nice girls don't wear cha-cha heels.
Give me those presents. I'll never wear those ugly shoes. I told you the kind I wanted. You ruined my presents.
To you in living color on NBC.
Christmas Eve Possum Theme.
Christmas time's supposed to be a blast, but it can suck it when you ain't got cash. On Christmas Day, I gotta work, 'cause my manager is a fucking jerk, and my stocking won't be stuffed with any love. So I'm sorry, but my Yuletide won't be gay, as going home for some of us is like a million miles away. I'm Charlie Brown with my tiny tree, far from all my family. So bitch, bite me, it's Christmas. When we were young, the holidays were full of fun and piss, but now that we're older, they're only a colder reminder of what we've missed. So I hope instead of egging on you, chimney too, I'll be all alone, nowhere to go, stroking off the mistletoe. So bitch, bite me, it won't even snow just to spite me. Yeah, bitch, bite me, it's Christmas.
Bloom, beauty. Where's my cue? Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I have to say. Good night. Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. And I hope you all have a great holiday, whether it be Hanukkah, which is ending tonight, I believe, or Christmas, which is on, Wednesday? Or some other fill-in-the-blank. Excuse me. It's been 1,067 days since we stopped making sense. It seems like forever. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud sponsors of Wing Nuts for Windmills and Botox for Oligarchs. That one didn't rhyme right. Sorry. Take it back. There's Ted. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. You're listening to the Dog Bark and to the, at the very same time, the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Tonight is the venerable Possum Hour, storied in song and something, I don't know. Legend, it's legendary. It certainly is. And also there's clobbering time with your pal and mine, the ever venerable Benji Grimm. He's powerful. Makes a powerful statement. Alrighty. Well, I guess that's it. Oh, and Friday Night Possum and whatnot. Oh, here we go. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Mike Wallace with a sensational shortening discovery for better baking and frying. It's Procter & Gamble's Golden Fluffle, the first all-new shortening in 40 years. It's rich. Its color is golden yellow. And what a pie it makes. Richer looking, better tasting, more appetizing. But let's hear what Mrs. Thelma Styra, Indiana State Fair baking champion, had to say about Fluffo.
I love Fluffo. It makes such a golden brown pie.
Oh, man, that's some apple pie.
Well, Mr. Wallace, that's a prettier pie than I ever baked with plain white shortening. And look how flaky it is. This yellow Fluffo is such a short shortening. Makes pie crust so rich.
Like cooking champions, get richer looking, better tasting, more appetizing results in everything you bake or fry. Get Golden Fluffo.
Oh, and there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. It's me, Santa Claus, and I'm here in the North Pole with my elves and my reindeer and that ho, 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 Mrs. Claus. We're hard at work making toys for Christmas, but you can help me out by letting me know what I can drop off at your house for Christmas this year. If you would like a wooden doll, say the word doll. If you would like a sweater, say the word sweater. Santa can't help but notice that you didn't make a selection. Were you expecting more choices? Are you too good for a doll or a sweater? Well, what the f*** do you want for Christmas then, huh? I bet you'd like an iPod or a Nintendo Wii or an Xbox, wouldn't you, you greedy little f***? Do you know how hard it is to make something like that? I've already electrocuted 4 elves trying to replicate that damn iPhone. 4 elves! These are not skilled technicians. They're basically semi-retarded midgets in green tights with a helium addiction. And here you are, too good for a doll or a sweater, wanting me to risk the lives of my retarded elves? Have you forgotten the true meaning of Christmas? Well, guess what? Now you get nothing. You can all kiss Santa's frostbitten rosy red ass and go to hell.
Balls don't kill you, your number isn't up.
We love matzo balls, we love them.
Dashing to the Bronx in a one-horse Chevrolet. To Mama's house we fly for a hazy glass of pay. Over the bridge we speed like a Bilbio. We gotta get there quick before the matzo balls get cold. Because you eat to your bus. And Mama with a smile says rest a little while. You drink that glass of seltzer, you'll start another pile. Matzo balls, matzo balls in the chicken soup. Mama makes you eat them till your stomach starts to blue. Matzo balls, matzo balls, have another cup. If matzo balls don't kill you, you're not.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Fuck you, Gumby!
Let's have a little humility here now.
Professor R.J. Gumby, ladies and germs.
All right.
Duty.
Really
not Bauer Hitler!
What is that?
Sorry?
Look,
everyone's in a festive mood. It's nice. Got some
It is very, very festive.
Very festive. I got my eggnog.
Eggnog? You got some nog going on there?
Kratom coffee. That's close enough.
Yeah. Ted's in the holiday spirit, aren't you, bud?
All right, Ted. There you go.
Yeah, holiday. It's not yet, Ted. Not yet. Wait till the.
I don't chill. I like it.
Yeah, so you got any plans for the Christmas day there?
Fuck no, I ain't doing jack shit.
You ain't going to eat or nothing?
No, fuck that. No. Nothing going on.
Yeah. I got nothing.
My nephew's in Westchester, you know. But, I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood for that. I want to pass.
Well, I'm going to ask, but I'll bet you any money my younger son's pulling a shift at work.
Yeah.
You know, because nothing's going to happen and he'll get paid like triple time or something stupid to sit around and play video games. So.
Yeah.
I mean, why not, right?
Okay. I'm gonna be at home watching Japanese porn. That's what Christmas means to me.
If he's available, then I hang out with him. Or my other son. I figure my other son's tied up with the in-laws and that. You know, they have the family thing, you know.
Apathetic.
That's my younger son, apathetic, yeah.
Okay.
He's the one at work making triple time.
Okay, well, good for him.
I would bet. 13 seconds.
Screw it.
The only real holiday
is your birthday. Everyone should do that. Your birthday, take the day off. Celebrate your birthday. It's your own personal holiday. Fuck everything else. I'm not a holiday guy.
Well, I like Election Day.
You like Election Day?
Yeah, I like Election Day. Because then I get to exercise my right as a citizen and vote.
Merry Bernie. Merry Bernie. Is what you're all about.
Oh, this is a weird thing. Before we blow up, we're going to blow something up. Don't worry.
Good. I hope we're going to blow quite a
bit
of things up today.
I saw this post, speaking of politics. And it was a buddy of mine, right? Or, you know, a guy of my friends was somebody, a guy I went to high school with. And
yeah.
The thing was, I only looked at, like, the avatar. I didn't really notice the name, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm reading this thing, and I'm like, what? This guy's, he's wigging out, man. I just started... Screaming at them, shake. I could just see him out shaking his fist to the sky. You liberals! Blah, 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 blah. Calling people names and this and that. And I'm thinking, what the fuck got into you, man? I thought you were cool.
Holy shit.
And then I scroll back up and I see the name and it's this other dork that, one of them guys. I went, ignore it then.
Social media brings it out of you.
I was about ready to type in there, what, is there a problem, dude? Are you okay? Because this guy's cool, you know. Jeez. I mean, he's a vegetarian because he doesn't want to harm the animals, man. He's got a heart, you know. He's not that type of guy.
Right.
I mean, went off the deep end.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I mean, this thing was hilarious, man. I'm reading this, like, what the fuck is your... Dude, you need to simmer down.
Yeah.
You're taking this shit too fucking seriously, my friend.
Prozac, baby. Cool.
Here's the deal. As Joe Biden would say, here's the deal. You're taking it too seriously, kid. All right. Here's the deal. It's time to blow something the fuck up.
The deal.
We blew up Mariah Carey Friday night, thank God.
Yep. Tradition.
And I think, what do I follow it up with? There's so many great, terrible songs, but there's only so little time.
Yeah.
Well, leave it to me. I'm in the Dollar General store.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's Family Dollar. I was getting mixed up. Anyhow.
Sure.
Josh. Anyhow, they're playing it. It comes over the thing on the speaker with the music, you know, the Muzak. Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen.
God. Oh, blow him the fuck up.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
That fucking Dutchman. Blow him up.
Man.
Never trust a Dutchman.
I mean, that was like,
liquor, man.
That was cool like 45 years ago, right?
Huh?
I don't want to hear it anymore,
I'm not even a fan of Clarence, man. His sax is too harsh, man. Blow him up. Blow him the fuck up.
Well,
Jerseyite.
You know.
Fucking Jerseyite.
Their best days are behind them, believe me. Here it goes. Blowing up Springsteen for Christmas.
Up. That's Bird Park when I asked.
Such a beautiful head of skin.
It's all cold down along the beach.
Thank you. You know what?
The wind's whipping down the boardwalk.
I polish it with floor wax.
Hey, Ben!
Yeah? Hey,
Ben. You guys know what time of year it is?
What's that? My dick!
What?
Or cock!
What?
My dick!
Oh, Christmas time!
Fuck you!
You guys all been good and practicing real hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Faggot.
Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now.
Yeah.
So Santa bring you a new saxophone.
Fuck you.
Everybody out there been good or what?
Santa's good shit.
Oh, that's not many. You guys in trouble out here.
Get my ass. Faggot.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why.
Thank you.
have it. Commodore, unmute yourself.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
There it is. The spirit of Possum Past.
That's right.
Liking it. Liking it.
There should be more funk with the Christmas music we have on.
There should be more funk in general.
Uh-huh.
In the world.
Bring back the
funk. We need more funk in the world.
The world needs funk.
I tell you who's not going to give us no funk.
Who's that?
And here's the deal. It's Joe Biden. He's not funky at all. Here's the deal.
He don't have the funk. He's got the malarkey thing going. He's funkless. He's funkless.
The raging, that raging Republican, no funk.
Yeah.
No funk.
No funk.
Yeah. They're both bald guys, you know? That's why I got confused. I just looked at the avatar. I'm thinking, my dude's lost his fucking nut, man. What the fuck's going on, man? The liberals are making a problem. Why are they so angry, man? They're the ones that are dicks, and we're not that angry, you know?
No. Uh-huh.
What's up with
we
that?
Save it for possum hour.
We just blow shit up.
Uh-huh. Get it over with.
Oh, did you see, not the beleaguer, the Bobo shit, but did you see the his thing on the windmills this weekend?
Yeah, he's back
he
to
was
that.
Riffing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's back to the windmills. And you know, all their the worst thing. Funny thing is, he said, you know, like, oh, they're the bird's worst enemy. They just kill birds left and right. Not true.
Oh, yeah.
There's a grain of truth in there that they do kill birds. They do kill their share of birds. But, you know, carbon emissions and shit from cars kill many more birds than a windmill. And truth be known, here's the weird fun fact. You know, it kills more birds than anything.
What's that?
Feral cats.
Uh-huh.
So there you have it.
There you go.
I believe we learned that here on
Pop. Woo!
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There you have it. Windmill's not so bad.
No, they're definitely safer than feral cats. It's a fact, though.
Yep. So put that in your funker wagon.
All right. I want to see the president get out there and say something about these feral cats. Huh? Ted's against the feral cats. Down with feral cats, right, Ted?
You know that.
Come on, baby. You can do it. Arf! Arf! He looks at me like, I don't know how. There he is. Okay. He starts off with that look like, I don't know how to bark. Okay. Good deal. Good deal. You ready? You ready, Teddy? Oof! Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, there they are. The possum lunch. And look at that cake. You're like near the bottom of the list. How cool is that? Does it feel good? Does it feel nice and cushy and warm and snuggly down there? Well, because on top is Beth Ann San.
Beth Ann San on top.
That's it? Oh, that's it? Okay.
Okay.
and he means it, Beth Ann San. Thank you for coming.
He does.
And Cheeks is here. Apple Cheeks. Apple Cheeks.
Apple Cheeks. Sweet Alice.
Yeah. I know. Okay. And are you sure that's it, Ted? Oh, okay. Now. All right. And and Dr. Cake is here. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
It's going to hopefully wear him out. Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, you missed the cha-cha shoes if you tuned in late.
That's right.
Cha-cha shoes, Ted. All right, well, thank you for coming, ladies. Is that cool, man? A couple of old batches like us put on a podcast, and the ladies just show right up. Look at the ladies in ya. All right, well, Beth Ann Cheeks. Whoops. Dr. Cake. Ted, salute you. And finally, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
Good to be here, sir.
Professor R.J. Gumby.
All right.
And that's
his head.
And that's my dog, Ted.
See you.
All right, and there they are, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Merry Christmas. I hope you have a white one, but for me it's blue. Blue Christmas. That's the way you see it when you're feeling blue. Blue Xmas. When you're blue at Christmas time, you see right through all the waste, all the sham, all the haste, and plain old bad taste. Sidewalk Santa Clauses are much, much, much too thin. They're wearing fancy rented costumes, false beards, and big fat phony grins. And nearly everybody's standing around holding out their empty hand or tin cup. Gimme, 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 gimme. Fill my stocking up, all the way up. It's a time when the greedy give a dime to the needy. Blue Christmas, all the paper and the folly rock. Blue Xmas, people trading gifts that matter not at all. What I call folly rock, bitter gall. Folly rock. Very, very busy addressing 20 zillion Christmas cards. Now Yuletide is the season to receive and to give and to share. But all you December do-gooders rush around and rant and rave and loudly blare. Merry Christmas. I hope yours is a bright one, but for me...
You're not supposed to applaud.
That's right, man.
You're supposed to, like, snap your fingers, man. For shit
That's
like
right.
That.
I thought that was part of cool. the recording.
Cool, man. Cool.
That's our Hitler!
Yeah. No. Not at all. All right. Oh,
That was good.
Okay,
that
feral
was
cats. Feral cats are a worse plague on this nation than the orange bobo himself. I said it there. I said it.
That's it.
Raging Republican guy. I'm hoping Raging Republican guy takes his lisinopril tonight before bed, because otherwise he's going to wake up with a heart attack. Now, why is it that for years we sat in front of a TV and watched like 2-3 minutes of commercials and it didn't really faze us that much? But now we get on YouTube, and if they have a 13-second commercial, it seems like eternity!
Uh-huh.
13 seconds? Dear Lord.
Ain't no one got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that, man. The fuck out of here, man. 13-second commercial came up, and I'm like, oh, God damn it, man. Like fucking 13 seconds. What the fuck?
I got Hulu, and I got it with a deal with Spotify, which means I get it for free, but I get commercials. And they sometimes give you an option of what commercial you want to see. Like, I don't fucking care. Just click and go take it and over with.
With the shortest get it over with.
Yeah. I'm rewatching Letterkenny. I'm watching Letterkenny again. That is one funny show. You Canadians probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The new season starts on the 27th, so I figure I'm going to binge again.
There you go. Got a goal in life, man. That's what I need.
There you go.
I'm reading some really weird shit, man. Comic books, man. The Fourth World.
Oh, okay.
This shit's pretty cosmic, man. This is like back in 1970, and he's like, there's this thing, it's like the gym crack called the Mother Box.
Yeah,
and,
Mother Box.
Hippies. Yeah, they're hippies, and it's crazy, man. And then right now they're fighting this guy that, this guy with a crazy hairdo who's like a Hitler type. What?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Where did you get these comic books? They underground comic
books? This is a classic classic failure, really. great Jack Kirby left Marvel Comics, went over to DC Comics, and this was supposed to be his opus, you know, his masterpiece.
Yeah.
And it just didn't sell. So, after about a year and a half, it was put to bed. But, man, there's some wild concepts in this thing. It was ahead of its time. It was a problem.
Yeah.
Because I remember it. I remember back when it was, I saw it when I was a little kid, and I went, what the hell is this? You know? Whatever I saw of it, you know, I just thought, it's not for me.
I wish I had saved shit like you did. I just came across a book that I used to have, the Marx Brothers scrapbook.
I have that one still.
It was selling for $900.
Get out of here. I still have the dust jacket on mine.
Really? Mine's long gone. I didn't hang on to any of my shit. $900.
Oh, that was the explosive one where Groucho swore and told all the dirty stories and everything. Classic, man.
Yeah. Why didn't you call Why the Fuck? Didn't you say that about a guy's book? Guy wrote a book called Why the Duck?
Yeah.
No, it was another one, yeah. And he said, why didn't you call Why the Fuck? It was sell more.
Well, yeah, he was pissed off at, that's the guy, that's the guy that did Why a Duck.
Yeah.
Richard Annable. And then I think Groucho's people got pissed at him for putting all the fucks and everything in it.
Oh, okay.
We gotta get Dude on the show to talk about Groucho.
He's a fascinating guy. He knows his shit.
Oh, fuck. He's a... Be like another Stevens guest, you know?
Do you see the Christmas card he just posted?
Yeah.
What's that guy's name? Rondo Hutton or something like that?
Rondo,
Hutton. That was a familiar face, yeah.
Hatton.
Are you all right over there?
Man, I just got a coffee tickle in my throat.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you
Jesus.
what. Let me cough my ass off, and we'll play a quickie.
Yeah, sounds good.
Hit it.
How's the eggnog?
Santa's on strike.
Santa says this year he's mad. All the children have been bad. Blitzen sick and Rudolph sad. So Santa's gone on strike. His promo shots are old and weird. He wants to shave his scratchy beard. He says he needs a new career. And Santa's gone on strike. He's tired and he's cranky. He wants to lose some weight. He's been shot at, he's been tasered. Most the elves he hates. The sled needs to be overhauled. The red suit makes him feel appalled. Amazon's Jeff Bezos called. And Santa's gone on strike. He's tired and he's cranky. He wants to lose some weight. He's been shot at, he's been tasered. Most the elves he hates. He's sick of chimneys, cookies too. He's gluten-free now, who knew? Insurance won't cover reindeer doo-doo. Santa's gone on strike. Maybe things will change next year. Some good news he does hear. There could be more Christmas cheer. But Santa's gone on strike. Santa's
gone on strike. It's a hard
business. Yeah.
Ooh, Santa's on strike.
That was, what do you call it? Your Barnes and Barnes.
Barnes and Barnes.
You are correct, sir. Barnes.
Yeah, they, Billy Moomy.
All right.
Billy Moomy.
Santa's gone on strike.
I've been digging. They're showing him, like, the first season of Lost in Space now on MeTV. I'm getting into that was, man.
Yeah, it was good before it got silly.
Well, when it started getting silly, it was at its peak. And then they just took it too far. But the you know, they still had their foot in the, you know, well, let's try to, you know, not.
Yeah.
They didn't plunge the tongue completely through the cheek at this point in the proceedings.
I think they all went the back
route,
you know?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Can't be.
Yeah,
they,
Man
they
from Uncle Dead. Yeah.
They wanted the old camp.
Good shows went downhill.
Camp.
Too much camp. Camp. I blame your gays for that. No, I just...
Yeah, why?
It's your Charles Nelson Ridings, your Paul Lynde, Kim Kang, your Rip Taylors.
Well, the Man from Uncle went from shooting people to knockout gas. That just kind of ruined everything.
Yeah, that was the dopey Man from Uncle's are probably the dopiest among all dopey TV shows. They are the one where they're
dopey.
In a treehouse with a gorilla. I mean, it's you're just going, wow. The guy in a gorilla suit, dude. But I do want to give a celebrity shout out to the dearly departed Paul Newman. This guy was a fucking... You talk about leaving a path behind you. You know? Gosh darn it. One of the greatest movie stars of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Can't argue that.
No.
Good-looking guy.
I never
cared
for his wife,
though.
Yeah.
Well, as far as we know, though, faithful husband for like 50 years or something stupid.
He looked good in one movie. That's it.
She wasn't a super knockout.
Well, attractive woman. But he was a very handsome guy. He stuck with, you know, it was nice. So kudos to Paul.
But he set up that stupid Paul Newman's Foods and stuff, and it all goes to charity.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, that might be the best frozen pie I've ever had in my life, and I've had a few frozen pies. Paul Newman's.
Right. Paul Newman.
Frozen pizza.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I want to bring it up and give him the shout-out isn't because it probably had the best sauce I've ever had on a frozen pizza. No. That's not the reason. Because
what, pray tell, was the reason?
I pulled the box out again to look at the time and the temperature, you know.
Uh-huh.
All you need to know is 425 or whatever it is and 10 to 12 minutes, right? That's all you need to know.
Uh-huh.
But you want to know exactly what it is because each pie has its own temperature and whatnot. And so often it's just in this little tiny print. In fact, I made some shrimp earlier. Little tiny print. Paul Newman.
Okay.
There's a big thing that says 450, and then another one that says 10 to 12 minutes. And then the small print behind it. Who needs the small print? Just tell me how long and how much.
It.
Fucking Paul Newman, man. Comes through again from the grave. From the grave.
Uh-huh.
To make my pizza making experience,
he's a good man.
Something to talk about on Possum Hour. Well, if that wasn't boring enough, ladies and gentlemen,
I got a hankering for Paul Newman pizza.
It's that time. It's that time, man.
Oh, is it? Oh, cool.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome.
No, we don't need that. We don't need the wheel. Don't need the wheel tonight, man. Christmas tradition. Christmas tradition.
Yep.
For what's probably the final time.
I love it.
Here on the Possum Hour. It's Jimmy!
Yes. Gotta love Jimmy.
And who doesn't love Jimmy?
Oh, he's the best.
Right.
He rocks.
Beloved internationally. Cake says, oh boy.
Oh boy.
Sure. Sure, that was enthusiastic. It's White Christmas. It's the classic.
I'm excited.
Christmas Carol. Did you know most of your favorite Christmas carols are written by Jews? Isn't that interesting?
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. It's white
this
people.
This is why
Christmas.
I stay with Possum. This is why I've been doing Possum for 10 years. Just waiting for Christmas to hear Jimmy.
Well, wait no longer.
Just like
the treetops glisten, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I write melodies, merry and bright.
Oh, yeah.
And may all your Christmas
program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
This is. I'm on the highway to hell.
McDonald's French fries.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy.
Hey, you know what, man? Next week, to welcome in the new year, man, spin the fucking bottle. We got to bring it. That should be the tradition for New Year's. Spin the bottle.
Spin the bottle.
His other song.
You mean like... What?
His other song.
Oh! Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
That's
in the bottle.
Yeah. Welcome into the new year, guys.
That's kind of a tearjerker, man. I mean,
it is a tearjerker.
Might want to save that for Valentine's Day or something.
Okay, yeah, maybe. There you go.
It's kind of romantic.
Yeah. He puts his whole heart and soul into these songs. You got
Jimmy. It's my boy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right, here's a guy in Australia. Hit the news. Right. We'll go around the world to Australia. Stu Pengetty. He cooked a pork roast in his old Datsun. It was so hot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
They put a 3.3-pound roast in a baking tin in the front seat of his car, and the blazing sun cooked his dish.
Holy shit.
Reached its 177.8 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 81 degrees Celsius for you Canucks.
Oh,
and what do you had it cooked for? How long did you cook that bad boy? Shoot, I can't see where he cooked it. But
he didn't need.
Oh, 10 hours. 10 hours.
What he cooked it for? Did he? He didn't need.
Well, it took him 10 hours. That's the thing. If you're in a hurry, you know, if you've got other things to do, it's not really the best way to cook a roast. I believe he was just. It was a. My suspicion is it was a stunt.
Yeah.
But he claims he could cook a quiche in about 2 hours. I reckon, he said. He said, I reckon. I love this. You gotta love Ozzy. Casey cooked it 2 hours, I reckon. Sure, baby.
I blame the doctor.
Bingo ate your baby. Alright. Oh, here's a lucky gal. Here's a lucky gal. He loved the lottery winning stories. Remember last week, always buy 2 scratch-offs, right?
Yep.
Well, this here lady,
scratch-off.
She gets the wrong numbers by accident, right?
Uh-huh.
Notices it and says, let it ride, I'll keep them. Yep. Two tickets worth $50,000. Thank you.
There you go.
She said a valuable lesson was, there are no mistakes. Just go with.
Well, you know what? Everyone does that. I make mistakes left and right on that fucking lottery machine. They all buy it.
Yeah. Figure
they're
it's luck. Could be luck.
Yeah.
Could be luck. Well, it's just about as yeah. Like winning the lottery. Every once in a while it comes true. Yeah.
All right, good for her.
Have you ever had a bird in your house?
No.
When I was a kid, we used to get the occasional bird. It was a farmhouse. We'd get the occasional bird.
Yeah.
And we got lots of bats, which were crazy. But we never had an owl in the house.
Ooh.
But here's this Georgia family. This is just this year. They brought home a Christmas tree, and the mother noticed this owl ornament in the tree. It was the little girl thought she was spooked by the thing. She says, I think, Mama, I think the ornament's come to life, and she starts crying. You know, it was a real owl sitting in the tree. So.
Hey, you gotta. How can that happen? I mean, you cut down a tree, you carry it home, and this owl is just
you figure, yeah,
in it. Yeah, you know,
he must have been in a car. He must have had a few scotches tonight.
Is this true? I don't know, man. I can't buy some of these stories.
Well, that's true. This is this news source, dodgy at best. But they have pictures of it. They have pictures. All right.
Oh,
okay. This is from a news.
Made it home. Yeah.
Yeah. This is from a Channel 4 news in Georgia, somewhere, y'all. So I think it's legit, man.
All right.
He was stunned. The owl was stunned. That's all.
Lovely plume.
He got home and, then he woke up. All right, now here, again, with the lottery, alongside the lottery, we love those Guinness Book of World Records stories, of course, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
This is one that may make you throw up. So if you're weak of constitution, and it's legit too. A British man eats world record 33 Brussels sprouts in 1 minute. Ugh. I couldn't eat one Brussels sprout in 1 minute. I couldn't eat one in a half hour. These things are disgusting.
I can't be good for you.
He says, I just chewed like a pig, and while doing that, looked around and for the smaller sprouts. Oh, I see. He wanted to get the smaller sprouts. He kept the bowl close to his mouth and tried to give himself 5 seconds at the end to digest them. Had some pains in me chest once I'd finished, but washed them down with a pint of Foster's.
Jesus Christ.
You're fucked up. You're fucked in the head, sir.
You, sir,
are fucked in the head, sir.
You don't do these eating challenges. Where's GTO?
I bet you GTO could beat that.
Yeah, you don't walk down the food.
33 Brussels sprouts? Fuck, much of my ex-wife could do that. What the fuck are you talking about? See how much halushka you can wolf down in 30 seconds, huh? Huh? Who's your messiah now?
Exactly. Jesus.
Pardon me. Oh. The shrimp are talking back. Some dog's barking. The neighbor's dog's barking. I looked around for Ted. That's not Ted, is it?
Ted's hiding.
Ted's cool.
Neighbor's dog saying nasty things about him.
Now, speaking of dogs, here's the feel-good story of the year. Where did this take place? Port St. Lucie, Florida. Max, a black Labrador retriever, was locked inside his master's gray sedan. And somehow, I guess he left the motor running. The dog put it in reverse. And he was just going round and round in circles for an hour in his cul-de-sac. You see that?
Yeah. Yeah, some customer told me about that, and I went on YouTube. I caught it. Yeah, just driving around in circles. This dog
took out a mailbox and a garbage can, but finally the police figured out how to get the fucking door open, and the dog was unharmed.
They could do nothing. Just watch the dog going around. Cops are off to the side laughing their asses off.
That reminds me of the time Bogey and I were working down at the warehouse, you know. We always had to handle the UPS truck in the afternoon. They deliver stuff for this retail store and for our place, blah, blah, blah. Boring, boring. Anyway, the UPS guy would come around 4 o'clock every afternoon. And he rolls in, UPS guy, and the truck is making this insane sound, like this whining. It sounds like gears mashing together, you know. And it's just one of those sounds where you just start panicking. What? What do I do? Yeah. Hey, who? You know. And he comes rolling up the truck screaming. And he goes, call the office for me, got the van. You know, so I run in. And I'm calling the UPS guy, and I yell at Bogey. I said, I go, what's his name? What's his fucking name? He goes, it's Dan. I go, oh, that's right, Dan. What's his fucking last name? And he yells out, Fielding. So I yell on the phone, Dan Fielding, and Bogey just falls apart laughing. And meanwhile, this thing's screeching. That's one of the craziest. And then he could probably fix the van, but he was laughing so hard he was in the corner rolling around holding his guts. Stupid. He still gets a big charge out of that. Dan Fielding.
Sure.
So obviously the character from Night Court. All right.
Should be Meldish Fielding.
Dan Fielding. Yeah, I did mention that. The best Christmas songs were actually written by Jews. Got your Irving Berlin over there. Johnny Marks, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Mel Torme, Christmas song. Booyah.
There you go.
The most wonderful time of the year for crying out loud. Well, I say up with Palestine, okay? That's all I got to say on that. Now, here's the Schadenfreude thinning the herd. Maybe it's even a shovel to the head.
Ow!
This guy. Where's he at? Florida? Oh, no. Van Buren, Maine. This man, he's worried about the, the encroachers. I don't know. Who the hell? It's one of these paranoid jerks, you know. So he booby traps his house with all these guns that go off if you open the wrong door and whatnot. He ended up shooting himself. By mistake.
Oh, good. Fuck yeah.
Tempting to.
Look at moron.
Oh. He calls 911. I've been hit by a weapon. Who shot you? Oh, I shot myself. Who the fuck, man? Dope. You bet he didn't. You know, should have shot him somewhere where at least, you know, take the gonads out so he doesn't reproduce. Exactly, man.
Yeah.
They don't even have, like, people there. No. Like, maple syrup and a couple of moose. Uh-huh. About it. Schmucks.
He's a schmuck.
Anyway, we wish him a speedy recovery. Idiot.
Douchebag.
And one last thing. Siri, you got the Siri, right? Siri?
Nah, I do, but I don't use that thing. Yeah.
What's yours, Melvin?
Melvin.
You got a Melvin?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this kid. And, you know, we complain about this technology, but this kid was saved by his fucking thing, man. His Jim Crack.
Oh, okay. Let's hear
so his car is, he just takes his SUV out into the, I don't know what the fuck he's doing in this fucking freezing water. But he hit a patch of ice, lost control of his car, and he thought he was going to die. You know, he couldn't find his Jim Crack, and he yelled out, "Hey, Siri, call 911.
Oh.
And then he found the phone, and the firefighters arrived, and he was okey-doke. Well, his Jeep sank into the icy Winnebago River. And his dad said, "You are never leaving the house again, son."
Grounded.
Man, that's
grounded for life.
Grounded for fucking life, you jackass.
Well, there you go. Maybe I should.
Gives you a warm holiday feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pulling a stocking and everything. Whole nine yards. Beauty. It's a good Jeep.
There you go.
Man, at the end of bottom of Lake Winnebago,
I like to save my life.
Maybe yeah, Lex, that's a Lex, yeah. You're on your own, son.
That's it. Huh?
All right. And on that note.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
I wanna hear
like me too.
I don't think it was Irving Berlin.
No, not a Berlin one. Damn good ditty.
Well, Merry Christmas, Dr. Cake. That was for you.
Yep. I just love
cake. And happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish friends out there. Wonderful, wonderful. That ends tonight. I don't understand Hanukkah. I guess it's a two-day thing. Started Sunday, ends Monday.
Isn't it like an eight-day thing?
I thought that was 8 days. 6 days, 8 days,
yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. Maybe it started last Sunday.
We can't ask Sheldon anymore.
I think it ends tonight, though. I think it ends tonight. So... ipso facto, we should probably, never mind. I thought I had another. Oh, yeah, I do. We should probably do a Hanukkah quickie.
Finally, some diversity.
On the first day of Hanukkah, my booby gave to me some gefilte fish they bought at Langenstein's.
I see no one in uptown and no money battery. We got two JCC.
And some gefilte fish they bought at Langenstein's. On the third day, we stopped at Kosher Cajun Deli for three challah breads.
Two JCC.
And some gefilte fish they bought at Langenstein's.
On the fourth day, I said, I made a candles make me sneeze. So before you ask you,
three challah breads.
Two JCC.
And some gefilte fish they bought at Langenstein's.
When December 25th is during Feast of Maccabees, we eat at
before they drop me my sugar.
Three challah breads.
Two JCC.
And some gefilte fish they bought at Langenstein's.
Mary Teresa iced up Dixie's for the bingo Saturday.
She's out.
Are you ready for this? Chicks are packing Dixie.
Boy, happiness.
Mama Sash is on fire.
Three challah breads.
Two JCC.
And some gefilte fish they bought at Langenstein's.
According to the Yellow Pages from AT&T, we got seven synagogues.
Dex, back a shixie.
It's me, Uncle Z, from Tel Aviv.
Three challah breads.
Two JCC.
And some got filter fish they bought at Langenstein.
On the eighth day of Hanukkah, we went with Natalie. And 85 is 87.
Trying to help.
Four candles now, four.
Three other breads.
Two JCC.
And some got filled up with a bought at Langenstein.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. It's better than Adam Sandler.
Yeah, but that one, you know, that it sucks in any religion, don't it?
Fuck holidays. What religion it belongs to? Fuck holidays.
It's the eight nights of Hanukkah.
There you go.
Eight nights of Hanukkah. Hanukkah. Never get lost in those bagpipes, man.
Well, matzo balls were big on today's show.
Matzo balls. Well, you know, man, we really have to reach out to our Jewish brethren and get them to tune in more often.
Yeah. Just to take off the Nazi guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's our last shoot. Our most recent guest was a Jewish guy there.
There you go.
Amnesty guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Abraham. He's a cool cat, man. He's dedicated to the cause, man.
Yep.
Like Bernie. Good Jew.
Except he doesn't believe in capital punishment, which I disagree with.
He does not. Neither does Bernie. Bernie's against.
Yeah, well, me and Bernie don't see eye to eye on that one. I say fry them all.
Yeah. You gonna turn them down? You're gonna turn down free health care because of that? Come on.
Yep.
You got a matzo ball problem there, pal.
Boner hose.
Oh, yeah, there it is. There it is.
Grenache.
My Christmas is complete. That's it.
I believe it.
Oh, intercourse the penguin.
There you go. Cavalcade of sound bites, man.
You do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott.
Preeny.
Okay, one more.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Takes me back.
And on that note, it's time for the fucking yodel.
Yodel, the fucking yodel.
The fucking yodel.
Fucking yodel.
Oily, 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 oh, oily, oh, oily, oily, oily,
oily,
oily, oily, oily,
oily, oily, oily,
oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily,
jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the field we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, they're making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Hey!
To ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta love Roy Rogers. He's like the Lone Ranger. He's right up there. It's supposed to be the War on Christmas, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I want to hear Christmas songs more funk and yodel.
More Funky Yodel.
Songs from now on.
How about we blow one more up real quick? Just blow. Just,
okay,
just like,
you got time. Blow it up.
I got a little dynamite left over, man. Just
all right.
Just to make sure.
Right. Oh! I can't see.
What's the matter?
I got my eyes shut. Oh, they're open. Go!
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
I kill myself to it while everything was calm.
Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow.
Brought a tear to my eye there.
Good blow up.
Yeah.
Fuck snow.
That's from the archives. Oh, I got a little teary eyed. Almost too much.
Ah.
Blowing
up snow.
Well,
no one likes that.
We'll have holiday leftovers on Friday.
Because
I ain't working this week.
Ah,
I got time
you.
On my hands. Yeah, good for me. Well, I'm getting paid for the last round of fun. That's the good part.
Uh-huh.
They will be back here next Monday. Will be New Year's Eve. One year we had both Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. No, it's the EVs.
So you say there's no Friday?
No. I'll be here. We'll be here Friday.
Okay.
I got nothing to do. What, you got plans?
No, not at all.
A little crease going on there or something
Hey, you know what? Did you notice that we're back on the popular page?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
They like us.
They got it down to just one page now. So we're 9 out of 12.
Wow. I'll have
Remember
to look
last
at that.
Time we were 2? We were 2 out of like 25,000 when they cleaned everything up.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're 9 out of 12.
We're beating Cosby, though, right? We're beating Cosby.
Yeah,
that's all that.
You know who's
okay.
Number one?
Okay.
Marijuana happy hour.
Who's number one?
Number one.
Marijuana happy hour.
Yeah,
and you thought I made that up.
I thought
you thought
made
I
that
made
up.
That up.
And they're still going strong.
Well, God bless America.
Uh-huh.
And all the ships at sea.
Yeah.
Well,
and the sailors.
Okay, so we'll see everybody Friday, right?
Friday.
Yep, I'm up.
It's good.
All right. And thanks for coming, Cake and Cheeks and Beth Ann Sand, man.
Yes.
Say goodnight, everybody.
The Chicks. Goodnight, everybody.
Yeah, gotta love the Chicks. Energize!
La 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 la.
Yibby-dibby-dye, they'll all have some.
Yibby-dibby-dye.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me, I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of
fuck
here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Wait! Where are you going? I was gonna make espresso.